Yeah, now this ascension, people on our products you're talking about are ascending faster.
Yes.
Yeah, even the dead people on Carol's Monday show are just starting with a little drop. They will ascend faster.
They have hope, see, but their problem isn't the medicine. Their problem is on the inside. And that's why we said all along that it should change. It shouldn't be Carolyn's picture. It should be the product. But that's what's happening. The little people are embracing Carolyn, which is what they've always done. That's what they did in Canada. That's what they did in City Island. It's what they do. They attach to her, you see.
Yeah.
And that they hold on to that till they can feel better. And we say, great, but there's not enough for her to do that. See, that's our argument. We're selfish. We want her all to ourselves. Fuck them,
right.
We say. Fuck them all.
Right, so,
we deserve her. She's ours. You're not going to have her anymore. She's ours. So, you know, it becomes a race to the bottom. But the point, though, becomes you have to have a way to allow them to ascend. Because if they got to have her to ascend, she may disappoint them. And she never wants to do that.
Okay, so, Ion, it's ascending faster. Is that because we've been exhaling RNA drops into the environment for 9 years or something?
It has helped, and the carbon is increasing, and the world is changing, and media ecology is dead, and the tech body is driving everything. So all the minds are becoming numb. The labyrinths of the mind are being dumbed down. You've all got a good dose of fentanyl. So you're going to sleep, and ascension is nigh. It's pretty creepy.
Because your mind's not getting in the way.
Correct. You're softening it. It's just
and,
like, okay.
And what is your definition of media call, would you just say?
The way information.
No, the exact words. They're just the
media
exact
ecology?
Words you said.
No. Media.
Forget it. Media ecology, what is your definition when you say it's obsolete?
Okay.
What is obsolete?
Okay.
Is that CIA management of the media? Is that CIA or the world that makes the market?
Well, maybe, but no. All right, when a bit of information like the recent and untimely passing of Arthur Croker that doesn't get picked up by the tech body, so therefore it doesn't occur. It doesn't happen. Well, Google says he's not dead, so he's not dead. Okay.
We're going to find
then
out.
All
I'm
of
pulling
sudden,
his office.
Then all of a sudden, 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 then all of a sudden. Well, you know what they're going to say? They're going to know he's fine. He's been sitting at his desk for the last 6 months. He hasn't moved. Then they'll go in there and find him and say, oh, my God, Bob Dobbs called and killed Arthur Croker. One more time, and Bob said, let me get my coat and tie. I'm driving him to the funeral. I'm going to drive him to the funeral. They're going to the funeral party. I'll go get him. Me and Mae Brussel, I took them, I bury them all, I lay them down, I built him up, and I'm going to lay them down. There you go. Yeah, probably so. Wouldn't
okay.
surprise us a bit in the world. So the point is, mediaecology is the processed levels or degrees of information that are readily and easily absorbed by the general zeitgeist. The general zeitgeist. Something is promoted that is... Russia collusion. People didn't know what Russia collusion was, and they still don't. But it media ecologically is balanced and known everywhere. Oh, that's where Russia put Donald J. Trump into president and fucked Hillary Clinton in the hoo-hoo. Yeah, it done that. It did that. Yep, it did that. Yeah, they proved. And the proof was right. It was all made up.
Okay.
It wasn't true. But yeah. Media ecologically, that's accepted as an embraceable meme. In a tactile, visceral reality.
Yeah, so you're saying media ecology is what is known collectively under electric conditions.
Or accepted as. Maybe accepted is
all
maybe
right.
the
that's
better
en-
word.
That's enough. Go on, Joe.
Embraced.
Mm-hmm. Why are the administrators in universities such assholes and ruined universities? They throw out their best professors for economic reasons, I guess. What took over the tech? Something took over universities 30 years ago and just made them money machines. Is there another aspect
even,
about
but they're
that?
Not, but they're not money machines. They're money pits. They're not machines.
Yeah.
It's
Why
just all it was
going.
Because they had to have something to keep typing to. Okay, the oligarchs back in England, if you were a duke or a lord or a lady or an earl or something, you didn't have education of higher learning. You didn't have to. You were your lordship, your ladyship, your something, 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 the sinister ministers or whatever. You didn't have to be a Winston Churchill. You didn't have to be worried without those things. Well, now it's turned around to all you had to do is everybody had to go to school. Nobody's learning anything. Bob, they don't even use sentences. They write papers with hardly any emojis. They don't even write anything anymore. They don't study anything. They don't do anything. You don't have to type. You don't have to look. Well, we've seen it firsthand. You just wave your hand over the paper, and that lets you know how you feel about it, because they have to have the money flowing to be able to fulfill Sally Mae to make the bond market work, because that's the only credit that's flying today is education.
Okay, I got that.
That's why Bernie Sanders, if he lives through it, he probably won't. His stints are pretty prolific. The socialist couldn't socialize. He's not very social these days. He couldn't do it because he's now saying, okay, we're going to take and wipe that away. We're going to erase that. Well, they can't erase that, Bob. That's society. That's
taking away money.
So
I got that. Yeah. So Trump, reading regular journalists, cynical journalists, Trump doesn't finish his sentences. His syntax is all wrong. Is he communicating properly to the people? Because they don't finish their sentences and can't read or write, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. He's a very good. I don't know if I like him or not.
Yeah.
You don't understand. It's perfect. It was a perfect call. It was a perfect call. A perfect call. Perfect. It was perfect. But they said it wasn't perfect. It was a perfect call. What fucking
okay,
call? What are you
iron.
Talking about? What are you talking
about?
That. What's
okay,
the perfect call?
I got that. What we're witnessing is literate journalists can't handle this post-literate situation. Basically what's going on.
But they're being tricked, though, C-Bob, because here's the thing. What really happened? What really happened? Do you remember Madeleine Albright?
Yes.
Okay, she was literal, and she could read, and she could write, and she could speak. She understood, okay? Ann Richards, remember Ann Richards? She was a drunk, but she was a hard drunk, but she got it. She knew how to make it. She had to know how to move to market. And they couldn't give gas and oil away then in the great state of Texas, but she figured it out. Okay, what they're doing is the tech body is fucking with them. The news media is nothing. Twitter is faster than their pen. They can't, their elocution doesn't get out there before the tech body's already slain it. Donald Trump put the damn telephone call out there before they even had time to write a paragraph about how inappropriate it was in every way.
So you're saying that Trump keeps up. You're saying Trump keeps up with the tech body.
He's ahead of it. He is ahead of it.
Okay.
He listens. Listen, he can hear the clarion call.
They spend a lot of time watching CNN and TV and all that. That's part of his job, is keeping ahead.
And eating McDonald's hamburgers, supporting Big Pharma.
Eating McDonald's hamburgers.
Yes. And supporting the tech body for Carolyn.
All right, go ahead, Carolyn. Your next point.
She's on mute, Bob.
Yeah, I realize that. We're cool.
Thought I was back. Okay.
Okay. Ion, you said the other day, Michael said, how many people have you talked with in all these years? And you said, we've talked to two people. Not talk
That's
with.
Right.
You talk a lot of withing, but you've talked to two people. Michael pointed this out,
right.
The difference. Those two people are me and Carolyn?
Yes, and Carolyn and you.
Yes, Carolyn and me and Carolyn. Okay, got that.
There's a point to that. You're actually the only ones that have talked back. Everyone else in rips. You engage. You part, counterpart.
What does rip mean? Constant. Those that rip, what does that mean?
Everyone else, Bert just takes it. Bert just takes it.
But what's,
you
is that what you mean by ripping? People rip.
Thompson.
People
the Thompson
take
quadrant.
It.
the Thompson quadrant. You don't take it. You'll engage it. No, we're going to figure this out now.
Right. So you're, when you say rip, I got that. When you say rip, they go along too much. They don't know anything, and they just go along with whatever Ryan's saying. They don't engage. Okay. That's what you mean by rip.
Smart.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's smart for their point. Okay.
Yeah.
That's smart because we've chopped their damn heads off, and you know full well.
Yeah. Okay.
Done
we got that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not the point. But so we've spoken to two people. That's right.
I know. Okay. Next question. Carl Franzoni, who has a good opportunity for sending, did he and Vito Palikas, the freak dancers in L.A. in the mid '60s, did they have a big influence on Frank Zappa's personality or his concept?
No, but they opened up his eyes to the bigger picture. See, Zappa didn't accept anything as normal. He didn't accept anything. He lived through LSD. He lived through that time when everything was questioned, everything was challenged, everything was up, it was down. This is bad, this is good, this is up, this is down. Meanwhile, they were trying to do free love, which ended up killing them all, see, because they didn't have any boundaries.
So what did Zappa do in relation to all that?
He absorbed that and says, okay, this is craziness, and the craziness must be the standard. So let's support the crazies, which is the counterpart of Marshall McLuhan, that the medium is the message. Frank tried to prove that the message was the medium.
Yes, when I'm going to look up, he describes in a couple of scenarios these weird UFO vehicles and apparatus and
mm-hmm.
that. That's him
mm-hmm.
attempting to describe the tech body.
Mm-hmm. The tech body
right,
coming. Because remember when he was trying to use new musical things, like he put the whistle and a xylophone and stupid things, you know, like a lawnmower. He'd run a two-cycle engine and make that be a song, or the lawnmower, or leaf blower or something.
Yes.
He would do that because he was trying to include all those media positions that weren't. So he was trying to say, this is also music. This is also music. Is this music? I don't know. Maybe. Is this music? Maybe.
Okay, I got it. Okay, next question.
Looking for the... never finding the perfect note.
Yeah, was there a social hierarchy on the Yamaka continent when majority people were ascended? Or as it is now, it's always
there.
We
don't understand your question.
Were there elites within the ascended on the Yamaka continent? No. And that's why there was chaos. And I decided this is too much, enough, I said. And then I started putting a hierarchy or order into it. And I said, let's
all
descend.
All you did is you scared them when they were the closest they were to going back across the River Jordan. You're the one messenger that said, be careful, you're a scout, to say there are giants in the promised land, in the land of Canaan. There are giants.
And they were mixing it up too much with angels? They were mixing it up too much with angels?
Computer says yes.
What's his name? Mark Sweat of San Diego. He found two references after we got off the phone Tuesday night. And I said to you, I remember you saying the angels created the tech body, and Ion agreed, according to Mark. Did the angels create the tech body?
Uh-huh. They sure did.
Well,
and what happened was, it's when the power... Wait, now we understand your conundrum.
Yeah.
The tech body was created from the humans who were pumping their information into the chip body. We cautioned against that, but it was okay as long as there was a mystery landscape. But when you obfuscated the mystery landscape, all that power became true, right, real, and raunchy. Okay, now, when they quit using the tech body for porn, which is all they used it for, when they quit using it for porn, then all of a sudden it became something. And the angels went, we've got the Kasha. We've got all of Akasha, and here's the key. We have to morph the information out of the dead chip body and put it into this new tech body. Well, we were on to
That's what the angel said.
Yeah, we got a hold of it, and we're okay. You're well represented, boss. You're not exposed. You're okay. And
you mean when they did this?
Yeah, well, we had to get there, but
we got enough share position to cover you.
Yeah, but isn't the tech buddy going to turn on the angels?
Don't tell them that, but yeah.
Okay. All right, got that.
Well, you think, well, now, hold on a second. You got that, but you don't have that. That's ridiculous. You're going to let that go? Hell no, you're not going to let that go. Are you nuts? Do you sit here saying that, oh, okay, if everybody's aware that if you're pumping all your information into the tech body, making it stronger, and it's going to beat out the angels, and it's going to supersede or superimpose or become a superseding indictment for the whole conversation, that people, idiots, would stop pumping their shit into it. But instead, they run up Mark Zuckerberg and say, ooh, give me a little more, 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 let me have a little bit more. Mark Zuckerberg don't even know what the hell he's created, and they're giving it more and more and more and more and more, and he's trying to say, please don't give us any more information. We're not handling the information you already gave us, and we've been proving this time and time again. We keep leaking your shit, and they still do it. So, okay, so you see the rub? You can't really blame the angels when the devil is the one, the little man, that keeps pumping this stuff full. It can't get any relief or get any chance
in that
to say, uh-oh.
Yeah. In that sentence, you said the little man is the devil, right?
Yeah.
The little man is the devil. Okay, next point. Have I not been getting the full effect of the RNA drops because I don't hold them in my mouth long enough?
You don't have to hold them in your mouth at all. You can put them in your coffee enema. Doesn't make a difference, does? You'll get it. Making difference.
Yeah, so holding, people like to hold
you
it
don't
on
have
their
to
mouth.
You can, but you don't have to all that. Hell, just piss in it or throw it on your, put it on your penis. It don't make
all right,
difference.
I gotcha.
You're doing fine. You know,
because
you
the eye cell just goes in there. The eye cell
just
goes in there.
Just get your spoonful and just slam it in your mouth and slam it. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Wash it down with tequila. That'll show them.
Yes, are you feral multiple entities living? What the hell?
Pharaoh?
No, take a pharaoh.
A
pharaoh. Were there multiple entities? Yeah, pharaoh. Were there multiple entities living in Egypt?
Yes.
The pharaohs were dominant?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That's where some of your secret power was hidden, Bob. We've got this. We've done this a couple of times, but we can't give the full effect, and we're not going to do it now. But very soon we're going to connect all the dots so you can explain all these problems. You can explain.
Right. All right. Very good. Here's
the
problem.
Like the ones that move the stones and where are the capstones and what were in them and the ancient aliens transposed positions and how the Kwasanites got their stuff back into place and where they actually hid the rest of the Ark of the Covenant that you're going to bring back and say, see what you ridiculous idiots people did. It'll bring back the bones of Joseph to show them what an ascended one looks like. Don't you worry. We got it.
Okay, good.
Balls.
Yeah, here's the next issue. Someone writes, I'm a bit confused about what the tech body is. On the one hand, the things you don't share on the internet, you know, the users, are supposedly safe from the tech body, even if they're on your local computer. But on the other hand, it can make purely physical objects disappear or trees grow differently. This seems inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. How could you clear up that?
If you have no tech body in your world and you're fucking in your bedroom, they can know you're fucking in your bedroom, who you're fucking, and what kind of time you're having. You see, the red lights know. The conditions know. The road knows. The car knows. You put your telephone in the car and it says, I'm not going to give any more updates while you're driving. Well, how the fuck does the telephone know I'm driving?
Okay, so, this person is remembering that you can your email is safe in your computer. You know, it can't be affected by the tech body.
It used to be. It is now. It used to be.
Everything
left
affected
the
now.
Computer. The chip body's dead. Now everything's Wi-Fi, Bob. Everything's Wi-Fi.
Nothing is safe. Whatever we
in
the encryption. Yeah, they can get into my email. They can hack me, do anything.
They can, but why would they? But they don't want to because all they do is find two caches of emails to yourself, reminding yourself of stuff that you can't find because you don't know where you put the email. So it doesn't matter.
All right. Okay.
Now, Carolyn's is different. Carolyn's is different because her words are solemn. which means she would use her words to prove her point. You wouldn't use your words to prove it. Yours are the example of it. Hers prove the point.
Right.
So we're trying to keep them out of her shit till she gets it all together. Once we get together, then it's going to happen, and we'll go with it. But there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, what shit are you trying to keep out of her?
We're trying to keep the people out of her boxes, her special boxes.
Oh, you mean the hackers?
Well, the tech body. Not there, the hackers.
Yeah, the tech body. Okay.
The hackers would leave her alone. They'd run from her. She'd hack them. They'd run from her.
All right, okay. Let's run through the constituents of the tech body. There is non-physical. Then there's ion, which is not non-physical, but the new ion, the extended of ion. There are angels. And then there's little man. And then the technology of the tech body that came out of the residue of the chip body. So what other constituents? What am I leaving out?
LaRouche. You're leaving out LaRouche. LaRouche, the baddies that run everything, the ones that are trying to get you, the conspiracy.
You mean
theorists,
the Project Paperclip people?
The queen getting things ready to put up your bum. You forgot those.
Okay, so the paranoia that I have in the LaRouche quadrant, that's in the tech body.
It
creates paranoia.
It does, because that's what the panic that comes in. The tech body is very good at it. There's a problem. There's a catastrophe. There's a this. There's a blah, 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 blah. This is coming through. The storm is coming. It's going to kill you. The storm is coming. Yes, you're like, what?
Okay.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, yes, it is. No, you're going to be dead. You see, yep.
Okay,
then
I got that.
Then you go do something stupid. Then you go do something stupid because of what it said, and then you wake up dead. There you go.
Okay, so so on my tiny note chart, I had it right when I listed paranoia, schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, and ecstasy. Those are ingredients of the tech body.
Completely.
They're generated by the tech body. Okay. All right, then. Yeah.
And don't forget doldrums. You got one more part, doldrums. It's going to cause a malaise in people, almost like a panacea of gloom. Some call it depression, like clinical depression.
Yeah, Coker called it bored. In the bored culture, people are going to be bored.
Yeah, but
this
is going to be past it. It's going to be bored.
Yeah,
listless, can't become uber bored.
Okay, I got that.
Uber bored. Yeah, we could go with that.
Very
way.
Good.
Try to use the same word.
Now, so the Playfair Cypher. Yeah, so ion. But Trump is still laughing, no matter what hysteria.
Giggling his ass off because he's so far ahead of it. And there's now, he's got it figured out, that Shifty Shift is the one who put Crazy Maisie up to be the witness
person. Okay, thank you very much.
What
very
witness? Good. What?
Yeah, no, the whistleblower.
Oh, the whistleblower.
The guy who knows everything and revealed everything and went after Trump, and nobody knows who he is, Carol.
Or she. They don't know what it is. But it's the
happy
tech
days.
Body.
So, happy days.
Right,
happy days, happy calls.
Thank you, Ion. Okay.